Another story now about what we think we know about some parts of the world. Here in the West, there's this image of Buddhism as one of the most tolerant religions. But in Thailand, Buddhism still has a big gender hang-up, especially when it comes to women seeking full enlightenment as Buddhist monks. The world's Patrick Nguyen has that story.
It may seem serene, but this is the sound of rebellion. I'm with a group of Thai monks going house to house collecting alms or food from faithful Buddhists. And the chanting you hear, that's a blessing for the donors who are kneeling on the ground with their heads bowed. Now, these monks don't look very provocative. They're in orange robes and flip-flops, and some are middle-aged. But one thing does set them apart, and it's a big problem for the Buddhist hierarchy. All of them are women.
Do you think of yourself as a rebel?
Never thought of myself as a rebel.
Never thought of yourself as a rebel?
Even though I might be one.
That's Dhammananda, the 72-year-old abbot, or abbess, rather, of a Buddhist temple. It's about 40 miles outside Bangkok in a small village next to a noisy highway. Thailand is one of the most Buddhist countries in the world. Almost everyone here follows an old-school tradition called Theravada. There are about 300,000 monks in Thailand, but only 100 of them are female. Each one is a renegade, defying the state-backed monastic order that says women shall not be ordained. Again, here's Dhammananda.
To go back to the Buddha's time, you know, it is said that if you can make offering to the monks, it's well and good. But if you can make offering to both monks and female monks, that's even better. This is in the text, Patrick.
It's true. Even in Buddha's time, there were female monks 2,600 years ago. He stated explicitly, women can reach nirvana.
Enlightenment is the quality of mind that goes beyond. You see? So there is no gender there. So when you talk about the supreme spiritual goal in Buddhism, it's genderless.
So what gives? Really, it's just a technicality. The supreme Buddhist order in Thailand says to women, hey, you want to be a monk? You must be ordained by an existing female monk. But since they never started allowing female monks in the first place, well, sorry, there's no one to bring you into the fold. Tough luck.
So it's kind of catch-22 kind of thing.
In 2001, Dhammananda hacked the system. She flew to Sri Lanka, which does ordain women. Then she came home as the first fully ordained Theravada female monk practicing in Thailand. The National Buddhist Order still rejects all female monks as bogus. But in the streets, people kneel at their feet. Each week, the female monks silently walk the streets, single file, holding silver bowls, their robes the color of ripe mangoes. As they approach, people drop to their knees, scoop rice or curry into their bowls, and await their blessing. I asked one woman who donated hot soup, how did you feel the first time you saw a female monk? She says, it was a little weird. But she also thinks Thai society is ready for this. Men come out to greet them too. A 60-year-old businessman named Kiti tells me, look, there are still plenty of people who think women should be moms, not monks. But he disagrees. Actually, Dhammananda is both a monk and a mom, but contact with their sons is limited, as are all interactions with the opposite sex.
When your son comes to visit you, are you allowed to hug him?
No, that is the very hard part, particularly the oldest son. He really missed that.
What are the rules regarding grandchildren? Do you have very young grandchildren? Can you pick them up and play with them? That's not something I usually associate with monks.
Yes, the youngest one is a boy, a child, you know. I don't particularly hug him or hold him, but if he's falling, then I grab him.
Are there special insights that women can bring to the monkhood that maybe men wouldn't think about?
The fact that many women have been mothers before, mothers and grandmothers, they tend to understand problems in yet another level than the men.
I know as a monk you have to subdue your anger, but doesn't it make you a little bit irritated that people think that you shouldn't be allowed to be a monk?
That's their problem.
You don't feel irritated?
That's their own ignorance they have to overcome. I cannot put all the ignorance of the people in the whole world on my shoulder.
For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Nakhon Pathom, Thailand.
We have a Q&A with Dhammananda up on our website. She talks about everything from motherhood in the monkhood to missing high tea and blueberry cheesecake. That's over at pri.org. This is The World.